Thank you for listening to this podcast from TRE, Talk Radio Europe, your voice in Spain and around the world. For more information, please visit tre.radio.
Why don't you tell me a story?
I went on what the movie advertisements refer to as a roaring rampage of revenge.
The Director's Cut.
With Alan T.
What are you so scared of?
I'm not scared, Mrs. Robinson.
Then why do you keep running away?
Well, indeed, why do you keep running away? Well, don't run away from the next hour because we've got some great music lined up for you. Now, I'm revisiting a movie which I did when we sort of started the Director's Cut over 56 programs ago. And it is Velvet Goldmine, 1998 film, musical drama that features some major names in the movie world. Ewan McGregor, Christian Bale, Jonathan Rhys-Meyers, Eddie Izzard, amongst others. And it is a film about, it's 1984, took place about a journalist, Arthur Stewart, writing an article about the withdrawal from public life of 1970s glam rock star Brian Slade, sort of loosely based on David Bowie. The reason I'm redoing this again is because there were tracks that I didn't play last time. And it's also as a tribute to the wonderful, wonderful Steve Hurley of who passed away a couple of weeks ago. And we're going to be playing a couple of tracks and also some covers of his songs as well. Cockney Rebel, of course, was the famous band that Steve Hurley fronted. So we've all got that to come in the next hour. Well, the story basically was about, as I say, this glam rock star following a death hoax 10 years earlier and is interviewing those who had a part in the entertainer's career. As each person recalls the thoughts, it becomes the introduction of the vignette for that particular segment in Slade's personal and professional life. Let's have a listen to the trailer once again. Why not?
It doesn't really matter much what a man does with his life. What matters is the legend that grows up around him.
Brian Slade was the wildest rock star to come out of London.
The biggest thing since sliced Beatles.
But that wasn't enough.
We set out to change the world.
What happened? Who did it? And why?
Next week is the anniversary of the whole shooting incident.
One journalist is about to look into the mystery.
I was trying to contact you about a story.
From the moment Brian Slade stepped into our lives, nothing would ever be the same.
He was, in the end, like nothing he appeared.
Right after everything crashed, would Brian seem to get lost in a lie?
Came someone else.
Throw away your expectations and take a magical trip back to the 70s. When the glam scene rocked London. And the outrageous fashions, music, and behavior shocked the world.
I knew I should create a sensation.
You got me good on the run around, run around. Got me all around town. You got me good on the run around. And it's getting me down.
close to you.
That's the Venus in Furs opening up the show with Lady Tron. Well, part of the story involves Stewart's family reaction to his homosexuality and how the gay and bisexual glam rock stars and music scene gave him the strength to come out. Rock shows, fashion and rock journalism all play a role in showing the youth culture of the 1970s Britain, as well as the gay culture of the time. At the beginning of his career, Slade is married to Mandy. We continue now with music. This is Lou Reed.
Satellites gone up to the skies. Things like that drive me out of my mind. I watched it for a little while. I like to watch things on TV. Satellite of love. Satellite of love. Satellite of love. Satellite of love. Satellite's gone way up to Mars. Soon it'll be filled with park and cars. I watched it for a little while. I love to watch things on TV. That you've been bold with Harry, Mark, and John. Monday and Tuesday, Wednesday through Thursday with Harry, Mark, and John. Satellites gone up to the skies. Things like that drive me out of my mind. Watched it for a little while. I love to watch things on TV. Satellite of love. Satellite of love. Satellite of love. Satellite of love. Satellite,
the title, Satellite of Love, from the superb Lou Reed. Music from Velvet Goldmine this week as a reprise to play some tracks that involve Steve Hurley. We continue now with the plot. When he comes to the United States, he seeks out American rock star Kurt Wilde, and they become involved in each other's lives. The vignettes show Wilde and Slade becoming increasingly difficult to work with as they become more famous. They suffer breakdowns in their personal and professional relationships. Eventually, Slade's career ends following the critical and fan backlash from his stage publicity stunt, where he's faked his own murder. This is Pulp. We are the boys.
Just like Robin Hood. The Director's Cut
with Alan T.
Bringing new music from the movie Velvet Goldmine. Well, as he gets closer to the truth of where Slade is now, Stewart is suddenly told by his editor that the story is no longer of public interest, and Stewart has been assigned to the Tommy Stone tour, which coincidentally is Brian Slade's new identity. It's revealed that Stewart was also at the concert where Slade faked his death, and that after seeing Wild perform on another night, Wild and Stewart had a sexual encounter. Eventually, Stewart confronts Tommy Stone and once again encounters Wild, who casually passes on a piece of jewellery from Oscar Wilde. We continue now the music. This is Grantley Buffalo and the whole shebang.
Singing songs in exile, you were born for Stodden's crown. Enough with self-denial. So don't you close the door on fate when she comes to call, and tell her that you join her there at the masquerade's ball. Funny how some people never love at all.
We take the whole shebang.
And love falls from the stars like Maxwell Demon's silver disc into this world of ours. Funny how we keep our loving true.
We'll take the whole shebang, all or nothing, anything.
goodbye to yesteryear. We can sway out of space from the chandelier. Oh, sometimes it breaks my heart. I have not yours. We'll take the whole shebang.
Velvet Goldstone. The film centres on Brian Slade, a bisexual and androgynous glam rock icon who was patterned after David Bowie, Brian Ferry, Deborah and Mark Bolan. Well, director Todd Haynes requested access to Bowie's song catalogue along with a personal blessing to make the film, but Bowie refused, saying that he intended to make a similar film about his time. Well, Ewan McGregor co-stars in the role of Kurt Wilde, a genre-defying performer who doesn't back down from sex, nudity or drugs on or off stage, and whose biographical details are based on Iggy Pop, oh yeah, who grew up in a Michigan trailer park, and Lou Reed, whose parents sent him to electroshock therapy to cure his homosexual feelings. The music continues now with Roxy Music, and of course the most, I suppose you can say, iconic and recognisable introduction of one of their great hits. This is Virginia Plain.
Big time. You're so chic, do you ever love me?
Babies up the mountain streamline, midnight blue casino floors, dance the cha-cha through to sunrise, opens up exclusive doors. Oh wow, just like the moonlight, but the same. So me and you, just me two, got to search for something new.
Yeah.
Rage Fan Club and Donna Matthews and Personality Crisis. This is Talk Radio Europe. Alan T here with you with the Director's Cut as we continue now with Wild Rats and TVI.
Yeah.
The Director's Cut
with Alan T.
Welcome back. Well, the tale strongly parallels Bowie's relationships with Reed and pop in the 1970s and 80s. Brian Slade's gradually overwhelming stage persona of Muxwell Demon and his breaking band Venus in Furs resemble Bowie's persona and backing band. The album Ziggy Stardust and the Spiders from Mars tells a similar story of a rock star gone over the edge and culminates in his assassination. Well, here are those two Venus in Furs tracks back to back, and the first is a cover of Steve Harley's Tumbling Down.
Now it's closed.
Bittersweet, the Venus in Furs. Well, as with Slade and Wild, Bowie produced records to and with Pop and Reed. The band name, Venus in Furs, is taken from a song by Lou Reed's early band, The Velvet Underground, which was taken from Leopold von Sacher-Masoch's eponymous novel, which appeared on their first album. Maxwell Demon was the name of an early band of Brian Eno, a longtime Bowie associate whose music is heard at various points in the film.
The Director's Cut on Talk Radio Europe.
You've done it all. You spoke the game, no matter what you say. But only metal, what a bore. Blue eyes, how can you tell so many lies?
Come up and see me.
There's nothing left, all gone and run away. Maybe you'll
there ain't no more. You've taken everything. My belief in Mother Earth. Can you ignore my faith in everything? 'Cause I know what faith is and what it's worth. Say, maybe you'll try to come up and see me, to make me smile. I'll do what you want, just run on wild.
The late great Steve Harley and Cockney Rebel with Make Me Smile. Come up and see me. Yes, indeed. Well, the director Haynes has said that the story is also about the love affair between America and Britain, New York City and London, in the way each music scene feeds off and influences each other. Little Richard is shown as an early influence on Brian Slade. Little Richard inspired the Beatles and Bowie, who in turn inspired many other bands. Little Richard has also been cited by Haynes as the inspiration for Jack Ferry in the film. The film is strongly influenced by the ideas and life of Oscar Wilde, seen in the film as the progenitor of glam rock. We have two more tracks to go for. We continue now with this is Hot One.
Well, you're the grand wine. Have you noticed when you're walking all the fatty boys fat and nervous? Well, my starship doesn't want that, and neither does his wife. I'm glad I got you on my view screen, sailor. You're the grand wine. My special comes to hold me and hold me like a girl. I am the captain of the gravity, Max. Where? Everywhere I see your faces. From a starship over Venus to the sun. But it's a climb, your mystical. In the strangest place.
Shudder to Think from Hot World. Well, the English musicians who played under the name of Venus in Furs in the soundtrack were Radiohead's Tom York, Johnny Greenwood, Craig Clune McClune of David Gray's band, Suede's Bernard Butler and Roxy Music's Andy McKay. The American musicians who played as Kurt Wilde's Wild Rats on the soundtrack were The Stooges, Ron Ashton, Sonic Youth's Thurston Moore and Steve Shelley. Minuteman's Mike Watt, Gamble's Don Fleming and Mark Arm of Mudhoney. That's it from me. Thanks so much indeed for your company, and also a big thank you to Eamon and Maddie, who always helped me put the program together. I'll be back next time with another great, great movie soundtrack for you featuring here on the Director's Cut. We're going to go out with The Infinite Pet from Spoon. Bye for now.
Stranger, just trying to swing a full-time rat. I never knew the cold handle danger till I met this one and took it inside.
You've been listening to a TRE production. If you've enjoyed this program, there'll be another episode waiting for you next week, right here on this platform, where you can also access our extensive back catalogue of shows and interviews. For more information on our live programming, social media channels, and apps, and how to contact Talk Radio Europe, please visit tre.radio.